The Pentagon is making big moves in artificial intelligence, signing agreements with some of the biggest names in tech to integrate their advanced AI into classified military networks. This isn't just about new tech, it's about who gets to play. And one major AI developer is conspicuously absent from the table. It highlights the complex dance between national security, ethical AI development, and corporate partnerships. This is TSL Bite Size, your daily AI news brief for Saturday, May 2, 2026. Let's get into it. Our top story today comes from a flurry of reports, including the New York Times and the Washington Post, detailing the Pentagon's new agreements with seven leading artificial intelligence companies. These landmark deals aim to deploy advanced AI capabilities directly onto the Defense Department's classified networks, significantly expanding the military's access to cutting-edge AI tools. According to Reuters, the Pentagon's explicit goal is to broaden the range of AI providers working across the military, ensuring a diverse and robust technological base for national security applications. This strategic move underscores the increasing importance of AI in defense and the government's push to integrate commercial innovations into its operational framework, moving beyond traditional defense contractors. The agreements are set to advance military capabilities across various domains, from intelligence analysis to logistics and cybersecurity, marking a pivotal moment in the intersection of AI and defense. Among the tech giants signing on are Microsoft, Amazon, Google, OpenAI, and NVIDIA, as reported by The Guardian, showcasing a broad commitment from the industry. However, not every major AI player is on board, and the exclusion of one prominent company is raising eyebrows. CNN Business reports that the Department of Defense notably excluded Anthropic from these new agreements, following previous concerns and an ongoing dispute. The Guardian further clarifies that Anthropic, a company known for its focus on AI safety and ethics, has been feuding with the Pentagon over potential AI misuse and the implementation of safeguards. While companies like OpenAI, Google, and NVIDIA agreed to what The Guardian describes as any lawful use of their technology, Anthropic's stance on ethical deployment appears to have created a rift. This situation highlights the growing tension between the military's demand for advanced AI capabilities and the ethical considerations that some developers are prioritizing. The Pentagon's decision to proceed without Anthropic signals a clear strategic choice in its pursuit of AI integration. Shifting gears to the corporate landscape, Meta Platforms is making headlines with a significant workforce reduction, as reported by adhocnews.de. The social media giant is cutting roughly 8,000 jobs, which accounts for about 10% of its total workforce, with layoffs set to begin on May 20th. CEO Mark Zuckerberg explicitly tied these cuts to the company's surging investments in artificial intelligence infrastructure, emphasizing a strategic pivot towards AI dominance. This move underscores the escalating costs associated with developing and deploying advanced AI, particularly the immense compute power required for large-scale models and services. The decision reflects a broader trend within the tech sector, where companies are reallocating resources and streamlining operations to fund their ambitious AI initiatives. It signals that even profitable tech behemoths are feeling the financial strain of the AI race, prioritizing long-term AI capabilities over immediate headcount. Meanwhile, a significant shift is underway in the global AI chip market, particularly in China, where Huawei is poised to seize a dominant position. According to Tom's Hardware, Huawei could become the crown jewel of China's AI chip sector by 2026, largely due to ongoing regulatory hurdles impacting NVIDIA shipments. NVIDIA's advanced H200 chips are reportedly stalled in regulatory limbo, creating a critical vacuum that Huawei is rapidly filling with its homegrown solutions. This development aligns perfectly with Beijing's strategic push for domestic AI hardware dominance, aiming to reduce reliance on foreign technology amidst geopolitical tensions. The Chinese government is actively seeking to overthrow NVIDIA's long-standing leadership within its borders, fostering local innovation and production. This burgeoning market is projected to hit an astounding $67 billion by 2030, making the race for chip supremacy a high-stakes game with significant economic and political implications.
In a quick hit from the world of robotics, Meta is making another strategic acquisition to bolster its long-term AI ambitions. TheNextWeb.com reports that Meta has acquired Assured Robot Intelligence, signaling its intent to develop what it calls the Android of humanoid robotics. This move places Meta squarely in the escalating race for humanoid robotics, a field seeing intense competition and investment. The acquisition highlights Meta's commitment to expanding its AI footprint beyond virtual worlds and into physical manifestations. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the evolving relationship between the Pentagon and AI developers, especially how the Any Lawful Use Clause plays out in practice. The ethical debates around military AI are only just beginning. Also, watch for more details on Meta's 8,000 job cuts as the company reorients its workforce towards its aggressive AI infrastructure goals. These layoffs could be a bellwether for other tech companies facing similar investment pressures. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. We appreciate you tuning in for your daily dose of AI news. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow.